This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City. All right. Yeah. Welcome back. We love you. Thank you for tuning in as always, keeping it locked here on the program, downloading it anytime you download it throughout the day, night, middle of the night, wherever you're at in the world, which we love you for. And it's crazy stuff, man. Let me see. Just today, let's see, downloads today, okay, just to kind of give you the rundown, okay? Are you ready? United States, of course, Canada, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Bahamas, France, Norway, Mexico, Egypt, Brazil, Romania, Ukraine, Saudi Arabia. Those are some of the countries that are already downloading today. Huh? How about that? That's it's crazy. Fort Lauderdale is number one right now in the downloads. They are ahead of Miami, which that never happens. Like, Miami is in fifth place right now. Sylmar, United States, S-Y-L-M-A-R. I don't know where the hell that is in the United States. Quebec, Canada is number three. Hollywood, Florida is number four. Miami is number five. How about that? Some crazy stuff. Pompano 6, Manhasset, New York. What? It's in California? Okay. There you go. Waterbury, Naperville, Woodbridge, Canada. It's so thank you to all out there wherever you're listening to us, wherever you're downloading. We appreciate it immensely. We really do, man. Thank you so much. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. We got some stuff coming up, UFC this weekend, as we finally got our match with Kamaru and Masvidal taking the match in short notice. And first of all, let's talk a little bit. You remember that when Masvidal won the BMF title, right? The bad mother, title. So Dana White was asked about that in this fight, right? Will the BMF title, will it be on the line? Go ahead, Bill.
It is not. It's okay. Not on the line. Usman wants it to be on the line so bad, he will not stop texting me saying, I don't understand why this belt isn't on the line. This guy's running around saying he's the BMF champ. He's like, I want to squash it all. He's not going to win my title, and I'm going to take his BMF belt. Believe me, Usman has not stopped terrorizing me about this.
All right. And listen, it cost him, I think, $50,000 to make that belt, if I'm correct. And that belt is not on the line, which, that's the belt that Holly Berry was talking about when she was, that whole promo that they ran where you can actually have dinner with Halle Berry, watch the fight with Halle Berry, because Halle has, for those of you that don't know, she's an enormous UFC fan, okay? She goes to the fights a lot, all that stuff, which, makes me really want to cover UFC and go to those fights. When it's all said and done and COVID's done, I don't know, I just would like to go hang out in those fights and hang out with Halle a little bit and just say hi, Halle. How you doing? That's all.
She actually dropped an F-bomb during that, yes. Right?
Yes, yes.
Didn't they have a contest to go to dinner with her?
Yes.
How many times did you enter?
I entered at least 46 times.
Tried. Any response?
None. Lost, unfortunately. So for those of you, this is going to go on Fight Island in Abu Dhabi, right? And the question is, is this thing all hype? Is it just to get through COVID? What is the plan for Fight Island? Here's Dana White.
I've been doing media all day today. There seems to be this thought with the media and the fans, I guess, that we're going to do four fights on Fight Island and that's it. Fight Island is here to stay. I mean, I can see us you know, not only finishing the year on Fight Island, but going into next year with Fight Island, the way that this thing is going. When I go over there on this trip, I'm looking at houses over there. I'm either going to buy a house or a condo or something over there. We're gonna be there for a while.
So obviously they got a great setup over there, and it looks like it's made for what they want to do. So it makes a lot of – and listen, if they're going to roll out the red carpet and give you all kinds of tax breaks and everything else that goes with it – and listen, when he says he's going to look for a house or a condo there, do you not think there's a hookup somewhere there that's going to help him get that at a discounted rate? Yeah. And it's going to be a pretty cool pad too, whatever it is. Because, I mean, it's Dana White. What else is he going to do? You know what I mean? And if he is going to get a home there – or a hangout place there, then you can tell how serious they are about it. It does. Listen, Dana White is a maniac. The fact that he's been able to kind of get through all of this, it shows his, obviously, his determination. There's no doubt that's why he is where he's at. But you got to give him credit. He has found a way to pretty much make it work. And UFC fans are so loyal that even some of these cards that lose some of their top guys and top matches, they're still surviving and they're still able to get other fighters. And yet it's still being accepted also by the general UFC fan. I mean, Dana White's pretty blessed in that sense. When the connection they've been able to build with fans all over the world, it's crazy, man. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And they're one of the sports, listen, selfishly, we have to thank them for being a maniac, right? Because it's entertainment for us. You know, it's great. Tomorrow, we finally get team sports back with Inter Miami, and I cannot wait for 8 o'clock, really 7:30, because we'll start our pregame coverage. But really, I can't wait for that game to start at 8 o'clock, because we're all, I know here at the stadium, we're watching it. We're all going to be glued to the tube and all of that. The only thing is, Sean, I was thinking, are we going to get some crap driving home, dude? We're past curfew.
No.
We're working.
No.
We're legitimate working. I don't think they'll do anything to us because we're working. You know what I mean? We kind of like, hey.
Yes. Press, you know? Media is exempt. And
we're working.
First responders and whatnot, they're all
but
curfew doesn't apply.
No, but you're talking about important people. Forget about first responders. We're schmucks. I'm just saying,
the media was included as part of that group.
I just want to tell the police officers out there in South Florida, okay, Thomas Rongan, Chris Whittingham, okay, Sean Stanley, and Orlando Alzigari, and Alex Donnell, we're just working, okay? We're just working stiffs on our way home. After a big win by Inter Miami over Orlando, because, you know, we'll be talking about that on Thursday. Can't wait to talk about that win. You know, that's all. We're just we got a big old smile on our faces. So please, police officers, understand. Don't pull us over. We've had a great night. It's a big win by Inter Miami. Let us go home, okay? Just, you know, please.
Which jersey are you busting out tomorrow?
I don't know yet. I've got a couple jerseys, T-shirt. I don't know yet. I don't know what I'm going to do, if I'm going to bust out a jersey or a T-shirt. You know? I don't know if I should bust out the jerseys while I'm stuck in a studio. You know what I'm saying? If it was game day and the place was packed and all that. Because I did get a Beckham jersey, by the way. I have a couple jerseys. One of them is a Beckham. I had to get a Beckham. It was so cool to get a Beckham jersey, man. I had to get one, you know? So, yeah, I've got a couple jerseys. I've got the couple of the black jerseys, and I can't wait. But I have several T-shirts, so I don't know yet. I may wear a T-shirt. For sure, I'll have one on tomorrow. I'll have an Inter Miami T-shirt for sure on the show tomorrow, you know? Will Inter Miami be broadcast on TV? Yes, on CBS. You will be able to watch it. Our local affiliate is CBS. So, yes, you will be able to watch our games here locally. But we want you listening, too. So go to the Inter Miami app. Download the app already.
get ready for tomorrow, man, so you can listen to our broadcast, listen to our post game. Okay? Even if you watch the show, okay, you got to tune into our post game show. So we break it all down. Andres Cordero, Alex Dano, myself, we will all break down that win. So tomorrow night, all right, tune in. And wait till you see what we've got coming next month. Oh, Lordy, it's going to be so good. It's going to be a lot of fun. Man, we're going to have a lot of fun. We really are. It's going to be a lot of fun what we're going to do, and it's going to be groundbreaking stuff. And I think a lot of people are going to be happy with it all. It's going to be good. Airman 241 says, Thomas Rongen, still around South Florida soccer. This is a name I have not heard since the Strikers days. My brother, he's on all the time. He's calling Real Madrid and Barcelona, and he's on calling European soccer on television all the time. It's just you don't watch soccer, but it's not like we resurrected him and he was dead, and we said, hey, Thomas, let's come out of hiding. You haven't done anything. In fact, Thomas Rongen was on this weekend and had the most glorious jacket in the world, okay? All right, I gotta show this to you. This is classic. I'm not gonna play the. Could I play the video? I could. I could play the audio, but anyway, I gotta play it close for you. But okay, let me do it again here and boom. Look at that jacket. That jacket is glorious. And by the way, Kaylin is our side. She works our sidelines. And that's Andres Cordero. Three of the four people that were on this weekend during the Barcelona game are Inter Miami employees. So how about that, baby? We got Ray Hudson on TV. We got Fernando Fiore. We got an all-star lineup of people, bro. I mean, seriously. It's just amazing. The color alone from Hudson, Fiore, and Rongen is too much. There's not enough color in a Crayola box. Okay? You know the 64 they used to get? And then they got really piggish. Didn't they have like 120 after that? That falls short of Hudson, Fiore, and Rongen. There's more color there than anything else you can find on the planet. In fact, the greatest painters in the world would love to use those three guys as color, because there's just colors they've never seen on the spectrum there. That's why you got to tune in, watch, listen to Inter Miami football. Airman says, I was a supporter of the Carolina Railhawks of the NASL. I got away from the game with the demise of the NASL. Well, now you need to get back to the game and follow your Inter Miami football club. Okay? Alex can't wait. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. Hallie's crazy, Big O. She's married like four times. Okay, question is, Troy Ortiz, are you going to deny a date with Halle Berry? That's all I ask. That's it. Will you deny a date with Halle Berry? I would imagine not. Just, you know. I got to throw it out there.
You don't have a problem because you're not one of the four, right? Previous husbands?
Right. That's right. And as long as she's not currently married at the moment, you know, it's...
You could dream. A big dream.
Dream. All right, keeping on with the theme of MMA, and we've got a huge fight with Masvidal and Usman coming up on Saturday. Can't wait for it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is great because, think about it, we get Inter tomorrow, right? Then Saturday, we get Usman and Masvidal. And Sunday, we have Inter again. Isn't it Sunday? It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. So Saturday and then Tuesday, we get that right away. So we've got two soccer games coming in the next 7 days. And we've got a UFC match that's enormous. That's awesome, man. We're getting a little slices of normalcy. Not complete normalcy, because obviously we'd rather have them here on the pitch. And the place packed. I mean, I'd give anything to see the Siege and Vice City and all those ladies and gentlemen out there packing the stands on the north end and just feeling that passion from them. Can't wait, dude. Can't wait to hear the drums and see the smoke and everything else that goes on with those crazy bastards in the end zone. And I say that in a completely endearing way. I love it. I love that they're crazy and that they can sing for 2 hours straight. Drink and sing, right? Because there's got to be a little drinking in there with the singing, right? I mean, you know, it's all good. Anyway, so Usman has got this rivalry now that's developed with Masvidal. And Usman got into it a little bit. They were asking him about where did this rivalry heat up? And here's Usman.
The negotiations were on his part. I was ready and willing. I just need to fight somebody. So they had to negotiate with him and come up with a price for him to take this ass whooping. So, you know, that's what they had to do. The bad blood, I don't know. Honestly, I think it was just him and his team decided that this was what they were going to do to put themselves in this position. Like, I never really had that. Like, every time he was always respectful to me. Every time I saw him previously to this, he was very respectful to me. Like, when I was on the Ultimate Fighter season 21, the finale, when I was doing all those shows, the post-shows, you know, one of the episodes, he came with me. You know, he was one of the guests with me. And at that point, you know, he was just, you know, Journeyman George, you know. And he was sitting next to me on the couch while I was the one there because that was my season of Tough. He was just a guest as just a guy that trains at American Top Team. And it was fine. We were fine. It was cool. You know, we even talked a little bit. It wasn't nothing of this nature. And over the years, you know, him and his team decided that this was the persona, this was the character that we were going to run with. And they've done a tremendous job at that. I will give them props for that. But at the end of the day, when we step inside that octagon, it's not about playing the character. It's about going out there and competing and being the best in the world. And right now, no one is better than him.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? I mean, it's just the rivalry, it's almost like, I don't know if... I don't know how personal it really is, actually. You know what I mean? Because you hear from Usman, like, they had kind of a, not a friendship, but it was a level of respect, right? And I guess sometimes in order to battle against somebody, sometimes you need a little bit of an edge and something to push you over. Maybe that's what Masvidal is doing. And Usman to start, you know, when he starts that comment, like, you know, you know, they signed up for this ass kicking that they're going to get. These are both bad men. I mean, this is going to be a bloody war. And to watch Masvidal take this on short notice, and remember, Justin Gaethje just did the same thing and ended up winning. And although he took it with short notice, then it got delayed and it bought him a little extra time, which that's not the case here with this one. Okay, there is a little bit of a difference, but if Masvidal's legend is to grow even more, this is it right here. This is one of those moments like, okay, not only did I take a fight in short notice, I didn't just take any damn fight, okay? I took a fight with Kamaru Usman. You know, that when you're taking that guy on and you're saying, okay, I could take on Usman in a week without... And I don't know how much he was training. He's got to be in great shape right now. There's no way he's taking this fight if he was actually hanging out and doing what I've been doing for the last couple of months, is eating everything in sight. There's no way that he's doing that. Okay? So there has to be an incredible level of confidence in his conditioning, not his fighting, because that guy's never going to lose the edge in fighting. If anybody's watched Masvidal, he's a maniac. In a good way again, okay? Kind of like our supporters. All in a good way, I mean. Just to watch the... I think what we'll see on Saturday is we'll see how deep the hate really is, okay? And then we're also going to see what kind of a great fight this is going to be, because that's the other thing. While they're building it up with the talk, it's, okay, if Masvidal bit off more than he can chew and he's not really ready physically, then that's going to take a toll in this fight and it won't be as good. But if Masvidal comes in ready, and you know Usman is ready, this is going to be one entertaining war. And we're in for a hell of a ride here. The other thing that came out of the UFC and Dana White, I don't know how many of you see, Last Night Tonight with John Oliver or whatever the show, I forgot how it's called, how it's phrased, but I watch it all the time. What's it called?
Last Week Tonight.
That's it. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And it's a great show. Okay, it's funny as hell. He's done a great job over the years with it. So Oliver, when he got a hold of Dana White building this whole Fight Island thing, John Oliver let him have it. So let's hear it.
He was making fun of Fight Island and said basically.
Let's hear from John Oliver. Let's hear from John Oliver. Where's John Oliver? Way to be prepared. Nice job, bro. Nice job. All right. Anyway. John Oliver rips into Dana White about, you know, he's crazy building Fight Island and COVID and all this crap. And so he rips into Dana White, right? So Dana and he said they should call it UFC and spelled out not C as in the letter, but SEA. Okay. That's what he said, that Dana White is crazy enough that he should do all of that. So here's Dana White's response. At least you have the Dana White response. Play the Dana White response. Forget about the John Oliver already. Go ahead. Dana White.
He was making fun of Fight Island and said, basically saying this idiot is going to build an island where people can fight during COVID-19 and all this stuff. I'm actually a John Oliver fan. So I went out and I trademarked. He said, you should have just called it UFC. Right. So I trademarked UFC. Then he went out and bought a trademark of ours that had laps, and he's actually doing baby onesies that say, you will submit or something like
that's
that.
That's amazing.
But my t-shirts are done. These are going to go up for sale on the UFC website. They're going up this week. And all proceeds to these t-shirts will actually go to, I did some research, and John Oliver, one of his big charities is the Bob Woodruff Foundation. And the Woodruff Family Foundation mission is to ensure injured post 9/11 service members, veterans, and their families are thriving long after they return home. So that's one of his big charities. So all the money from the UFC shirts are going to go to one of John Oliver's charities.
That is awesome. See, that's a classy move. And that's Dana White capitalizing on that. It's a shot from John Oliver having some fun that the maniac, because, I mean, let's be honest, Dana White's a maniac. But then again, look what the maniac has accomplished. It's not like he's killing anybody. You know what I'm saying? He's just doing his business. They fight, they entertain, and they keep doing it during this pandemic. One of the few things that is actually kind of normal in this whole thing for us sports fans. You know what I mean? So you got to love the fact. And then for him to turn it around and then obviously the proceeds go to a good cause, that's taking advantage of the moment and turning it around and making it a positive. I think that's just genius. There's a reason why Dana White is so freaking successful. Okay? I mean, the guy just, he has gotten a niche into what he's doing, and it's impressive, and he has made one hell of a living, and he obviously sold the business for a lot of money, and he's been able to continue to run it, and the guy finds ways around all of this so far, and to do it in the middle of a pandemic, that's as impressive a job from a CEO as you can get, okay? And they've had their positive test because you're going to, It's everywhere, this damn COVID thing. We're all trying to do our best to avoid it. Awesome job by him. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, it's 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Back with more right here on the Big O Show.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.